And on the line now, I have Emma McCluskey, who is Interim National Childline Manager. Good morning, Emma.
How are you?
I'm good. And listen, it's nice talking to you again. It's been a while.
Indeed it has, yes. It's nice to be back on again.
We're going to talk about the Christmas appeal. But before that, tell us about Childline. And like, it's not just a phone service anymore. It's more than that.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I suppose we take up to 1,000 calls, online chats and texts every day. So children are changing the way that they're communicating. So, and it was, we're responding to that through our messaging service. As you know yourself, it's a free service for children to make contact with us, and it's confidential. And it's run by volunteers and staff. So we have a mix of both people who are volunteering their time and also some paid staff as well. And young people contact us for lots of different reasons, whether it's something that's on their mind, whether it's just day-to-day, or obviously then some of the bigger issues that's facing young people today.
Okay, and we do this chat every Christmas, with either yourself or Margie. And it's heartbreaking to think that children and young people are calling Childline, especially on a Christmas day.
Yeah, and I suppose like we could get up to 1,000 contacts on Christmas Day, and whereas for some it's a really magical time of year, unfortunately for others it's not, and that's a very real thing that we need to address. And children will contact us again for lots of different reasons. Maybe there's somebody that's missing in their lives on that special day that they were hoping to be there, or maybe there's some bigger issue going on within the home as well that they need to talk to somebody about. But it can be quite heartbreaking to think that they have nobody else to turn to on Christmas Day to reach out to.
And I believe a lot of calls are made during the night as well, during the night time.
Yeah, it is definitely our busiest time of the day, because obviously come night time, that's when children are possibly on their phones. It's a little bit quieter, especially on the online service. We're seeing a huge growth in that area where children are contacting us late at night.
Now, and all this takes, as you said, volunteers and funding. And the volunteers are fantastic people to give up their own time to help our young people.
Absolutely fantastic. Without the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to run the service that we do. And they're absolutely amazing, the support that they give to us, that they offer to us, especially over the Christmas period as well. Like, we would have a lot of volunteers who are giving up their Christmas day to make themselves available to the young people. They're absolutely fantastic crowd.
And how do people go about volunteering or making a donation? Can they do it online?
They can indeed, yeah. I mean, by coming through to our website, the ispcc.ie, that's one way of getting more information around fundraising or donating to us during the Christmas period, because I suppose it takes up to $4 million a year to run the service, and we rely on the public for 90% of that funding. So the public's generosity is really what we rely on to make the service what it is. So there's childline.ie on the ispcc.ie. Has lots of information. Also, with regards to volunteering as well, then we're constantly looking for new volunteers. We're always reaching out to get more people on board with ourselves, because like I said, without the people we wouldn't be able to run the service that we do run, and there's lots of information on the website as to how to get involved with regards to the training course that we provide.
And we'll just talk a little bit there about the training course, because I'd imagine sometimes it can be very hard. I know I'd find it, as I said, already heartbreaking talking to a child on Christmas Day, for instance, or any time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, some of the calls can be quite difficult, for sure. And I suppose a lot of our volunteers, they would be trained in listening skills, with that we provide a 3-month training course. And we do 2 intakes in Dublin specifically, and then regionally as well. So it's a great training course. You don't need any experience. So we do provide you with all the skills that you'll need to be able to reach out to a young person. So that's really important to bear that in mind. Because a lot of people kind of think, oh, I need to have this, I need to have that. But that's really not the case. If you have the time that you can commit to the service, and the shifts run for a 4-hour slot every week, then we'd be really interested in hearing from anybody that feel that they can make a difference in a young person's life. And that difference is amazing for that young person, just to be there when they have nobody else to talk to at that moment in time.
And it's 4 hours per week.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
And is there support there as well for volunteers? Because, you know, if a volunteer does get affected by something he's listening to or she's listening to on the phone.
Yeah. And there's a great support system in place between supervisors and staff there to support and supervise the volunteers. And also as well, to bear in mind, I think, you know, there's a great sense of friendship within the agency as well. A lot of our volunteers enjoy coming in every week. It's a great team atmosphere, great team environment to meet people and like-minded people as well who are in a position where they want to make a difference for that young person.
And the line is open. Is there an age limit, or is there do you get people of a certain age ringing?
Yeah, up to and including the age of 18, we reach out to all children are welcome to the service.
And this is a confidential line, and they don't even have to give their names.
No, exactly. If a young person feels like they don't want to give us their name, that's totally okay. It's a confidential service, and we're there to listen unconditionally. So whatever's going on, whether it be something small or something bigger, we're there on both spectrums to listen out to the young person.
And is this a 24-hour phone line?
It is indeed, yeah. The phone line runs for 24 hours a day. So the number to get through to the Childline service is 1-800-666-666. And then our online chat service as well is available from 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. every day. And you can contact us through the online on childline.ie, or you can actually text us either as well on 50101. And that also is from 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah, and sometimes people might not want to talk. I might not be able to talk, but they could email or text.
Exactly, and that's something, you know, that we bear in mind as well. And I think that's where we see the growth on the online service, is that not everybody is in a position to talk, and sometimes it's a lot easier to make contact through the online service, especially on a nighttime basis where, you know, there might be others that are in ear's reach, essentially. But both services are there available to all young people.
Yeah, and everybody is welcome. Whether you might, some people might think, "Oh no, this is not serious enough to talk to Childline," but I don't think the volunteers will mind talking about anything at all.
Not at all. And I think that's really a key message that we try to promote and say to everybody, that, you know, talking makes us stronger. And it's really important that, you know, we feel like we have somebody or some place to turn to when we have something on our mind, whether it be something small or just want to have that chat. And Childline is one of those places for a young person to talk, to turn to at that moment in time.
And what other services do you, as I said, it's not just the telephone service anymore. I believe you visit schools and clubs for...
We do indeed, yeah. So we actually will go out to schools or clubs. So anybody that makes contact with us and would like us to come out to their club or their school, just to give some information to the young people around the service that we offer and what's involved. We're actually in a position to do that as well. And you can get more details about that on the website also.
And what about adults? Say there's an adult and they're a bit worried about a child they may know.
Yeah.
Would an adult be able to ring up and ask for advice?
Well, there's lots of ways and lots of support out there for adults with regards to concern for a young person. If they did have something that they had on their mind, they're more than welcome to give our head office a call, and we'll be able to direct them then accordingly as to where their concern might be best placed. But if there is a genuine concern for a young person, we'd always encourage the adult to make contact with their local Garda station if the child is at risk, or through their local TUSLA agency either.
Okay, now we'll move on a bit. The homelessness now is a huge problem in this country. It's a disgrace, the amount of people that are homeless, and children who are living in emergency accommodation. Do you get many calls from these young people?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly see that as a growing trend over the last couple of years, especially young people who are presenting in temporary living situations. And that is, you know, a huge issue for the young people of Ireland. Because we run an anonymous service, we don't always have the information from where the young person is calling from. It's only if they choose to share that with us that that's something that's going on for them.
Yeah, and homelessness can affect children negatively in lots of ways, you know, physical mental. And
exactly, in lots of ways. Obviously, young people are coming in, to, especially in the temporary situation there. So just that loss of identity, that loss of privacy, personal space. There's lots of challenges with the temporary issue and homelessness in general as well, especially coming up to the Christmas period.
Right, Emma, as you know, I have a great admiration for Childline. And, is there anything you'd like to add?
Just, I suppose, you know, a massive thank you to the public for supporting the agency ongoing every year. And without the public support, like I said, we wouldn't be able to provide the service that we do. So from, I suppose, a funding perspective, but also from a voluntary perspective as well. So I suppose over the Christmas period, if anybody is reflecting on getting involved with us, we'd love to hear from you. Like I said, you don't need any prior experience. Just come on down, come to sign up for one of our group information evenings and see whether or not it's something that you do have the time to commit to. We'd love to hear from you.
And can people volunteer at any time of the year, or are there certain times for the training?
You can make contact with us at any time of the year, and then what we'll do is we'll actually schedule into one of our group information sessions, which is really when we're kind of profiling everything that's involved in the day in the life of a volunteer and what's involved in it. And then what we'll do is we'll sign you up to our next available training course. So as I said, we run a good few intakes there in the Dublin office and regionally as well. So we'll try and pair you up to whatever's working for you, just around what you have going on in your life at that moment in time. So any time of the year.
Okay, and if somebody wants to donate, what's the website? Is it childline.ie? Or what?
To donate, it's to the ispcc.ie.
ispcc.ie. Okay, listen, Emma, thank you very, very much for taking the call, and we won't leave it as long to talk again next time.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you, and have a great Christmas.
And you too, Emma. Thank you very much.
See you. Bye now.
Bye. Yep, Emma McCluskey there, Interim National Childline Manager. And go online there to ISPCC if you want more information, or if you want to donate, or if you want to volunteer. And for anybody who wants to call, you can contact Childline for free at any time of the day or night, and the number is 1-800-66-66-66. You can also chat with them online on the website. If you prefer to text, you can contact Childline by sending a text to 50101.